It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you, listening friends, and welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay also has her master's degree in science and health nutrition. Kay is also a nutritionist who teams up with several health professionals at Balanced Health Wellness Center in San Antonio. Kay, good day to you.
Hello, good day to you.
All right, Kay, we're just starting out with these podcasts, which are appearing now on your website, and I know we're both very excited about this so that your clients can come to your site and get everyday practical information about how to live well.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. That's something that's been missing, and I think it'll do really well.
Great. All right, Kay, you have just written a book. It is entitled Balanced Living. And I think it's important, first of all, since this is really the emphasis of your work right now, this principle of balanced living, if you can describe for our audience what precisely you mean, what does Kay Spears mean when you refer to balanced living?
Well, in my book, I call it the 7 steps to balanced living. If you would have asked me a couple years ago, it would have been the 5 steps. So that would be nutrition, supplementation, water, exercise. Sleep is very important, but then I have added attitude of gratitude and forgiveness. So really what I'm talking about when I say balanced living is the physical and the mental aspects of being balanced, which you cannot have these things separately. They need to be together.
How important is this to us, Kay, this concept of balanced living? Now, there's a lot of people in our society today who live day to day. They feel like they're relatively healthy, but maybe they're not living in a balanced way, as you would suggest. So can you tell us, why is balanced living so important to proper health?
Well, I think if you look at balance, it's everywhere. It's, you know, our whole world has to be balanced, from the earth where we are, the planet, to, you know, water, and our bodies have to be in perfect sync and perfect balance. All the cells in our body have to be in perfect balance. It's called homeostasis. And so I think we're lacking in that, because everybody is walking around busy and not taking care of themselves and doing self-care, and we're overcommitting, and there's just so many aspects of even our nutrition, eating a balanced meal. No one's eating fruits and vegetables, and so I think we're just walking around with a little bit of imbalance in our lives, which I'm seeing a lot in my practice, that ends up turning into disease states, and this is just simply the body being dis-ease. It's not in balance.
Isn't it interesting that you mention everything in our world works best when it's in balance, typically?
Yes.
That's how this world has been created, and so I would imagine it only makes sense as a nutritionist that people are living in a balanced way. Let me ask you this. You as a nutritionist, you look at our society today, particularly in our country. What percentage of Americans would you estimate are applying this balanced living to their lives?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would say to be completely balanced, maybe I don't think anybody is, including myself. You know, in my book, I talk about ending up with vertigo, which is being dizzy, and it lasted for 6 months. And I was doing all the nutrition part right and eating right and taking my supplements, but emotionally I was not in balance. And, you know, so it was kind of a lesson that I learned that I wanted to get out to everybody else in my book, that I wasn't even living a balanced life. So I don't think anybody is really doing that. And so I really want to kind of help people with practical steps to kind of get things in balance more.
Well, I have, of course, read through your book, and I know that during the course of these podcasts, we're going to be going through a lot of the principles that you suggest. And I was really struck the other day reading through your book how simple these ideas are, and yet, as you say, so few people in our society are adopting these principles into their lives to help make them a healthier person.
Right, right. And some of them are simple, but then I think there's some of them, like forgiveness, one of the ones that I learned, that aren't so simple, and it takes a little bit of work. And so I tried to, in each chapter, kind of help make that a little more simple and give some steps, and also to not be so hard on ourselves. If there's someone in your life you can't forgive, it takes time. So just kind of working through that process. And I think that's the bottom line, is we're so hard on ourselves, and just to kind of give ourselves a break, and it takes one step at a time.
Okay, let me ask you this question. I think that as many people look at our country today, they would say that one of the great challenges we face is the whole issue of national health, that we're generally not a very healthy country. If America were to largely embrace all of these principles that you're going to be teaching us in these podcasts that are coming up, how different do you think America would look today in terms of the dependence that people have on healthcare specialists?
I think it would be huge. I think America would see so many changes in just things going on as far as the violence and nutrition and the obesity and all the diseases that are coming up every day that we don't even have labels for, our children who are struggling with adult onset diseases that, you know, were not for children. And I think that we would just see so many positive changes just by applying these steps.
I was thinking the same thing, and when you look in our world today, you see hospitals practically on every corner. If people applied these steps that you're talking about, we'd probably see about one-third of the hospitals we have today. In fact, probably two-thirds could even shut down. It's really amazing. And again, what I was struck with in your book is that the principles are relatively easy. I know you said things like forgiveness and so forth can be a little challenging at first, but generally these are things that anybody can put into practice. And so that's why I'm really excited about this show that we'll be engaging in, because I think we can have a real dramatic impact on people's lives if they'll listen regularly.
Right. And you mentioned hospitals, but, you know, I go into Walgreens and the line at the pharmacy is almost out the door. And what I find so interesting is if they applied some of these steps, just easy nutrition steps, then we wouldn't need all these medications, which one medication causes other issues where you need another medication. And next thing you know, people are on 5 to 10 medications a day and they're walking around just not feeling well at all.
I was thinking you're talking about balanced living, Kay, and you just talked about nutrition and how that can have such a huge impact. We probably have some people listening today who are really focusing on, for example, the nutrition part of their lives and trying to make that, you know, their greatest emphasis, to take in a good, healthy, balanced diet, but they're forgetting, they're neglecting these other steps that you are going to be talking to us about. So it's sort of like owning a car, and you put all the emphasis on changing your oil every 3,000 miles. You're very faithful to that, and yet you neglect the spark plugs, you neglect the tires and all the other parts of the car that make the car work.
Well, I agree with that, because my car, I'm very adamant about getting my oil changed every 3,000 miles, but yet the other day I had some issues going on and I didn't read my manual, and there was other things that I was not aware I needed to do. So that is a perfect analogy, and I agree with that. And just like our bodies, we got to give ourselves the nutrition and all the other steps in order to make this all work together.
Outstanding. Okay, so that's a great setup as we continue on in these podcasts. We are out of time for this particular podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, please go to her website, which is www.kspears.com, that's SPEARS.com, or you can call Kay at area code 210-764-2121. And be sure to join us again next time for yet another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.